Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is an injection that corrects our DNA and lets us live forever. Now, we've been talking about this is coming for, I'm going to say, at least 10 years. We've been looking for this. Why? Because there's a scripture that says, "In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and death shall flee from them." Okay, so if they seek death and shall not find it, and death will flee from them, what's going on? And the way it words it is, it words it as such as if pretty much everybody on earth has reached this. "And those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. They shall desire to die, but death shall flee from them." So apparently a lot of people have somehow corrected their DNA. Now, we already talked about med beds, and the Lord told me, and it was not an audible voice, but boy, it was so close to an audible voice. I can almost say, but let's put it this way. I'm convinced that I should never get in a med bed, or I'll also tell you to take anything that will change your DNA, because he told me if your DNA's changed, then you lose your salvation. So just be careful about what you do to your body. Don't change your DNA. You want to be made 100% in the image of God. All right, so here's the article today. Scientists have successfully reversed signs of aging in mice for the first time. I saw that and I thought, well, it's finally arrived. We've been watching for this. Let me read it again. Scientists have successfully reversed signs of aging in mice for the first time. Now, you and I know it always starts there. But what starts in mice winds up in humans, for the most part. Two research groups in the United States were able to stop mice from getting old by fixing their DNA. Johns Hopkins health policy expert Dr. Marty Makary said on Varney & Company Tuesday, "The body may carry a copy of a gene in your body that codes for a younger response to everything physiologically." What's he saying? He says that there may be a gene in your body that can correct the other genes. Or, I'm going to say it, there may be a gene that the devil gives through his aliens or his Nephilims or through his giants from off-world technology that corrects our DNA, and all of a sudden we don't age, and maybe even the age is reversed. In a study published in Cell on January the 12th, Harvard scientists show that they could manipulate and reverse the aging process, in mice by generating DNA repairs. The results of a 13-year international study show for the first time that breakdown of epigenetic information accelerates aging in mice, and that repairing the epigenome can reverse those signs of aging. Okay, so what are they saying? They're saying what they're telling us is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from having eternal life in this body. Now, I believe the devil has long been looking for a way to offer eternal life like Jesus does. Of course, the devil's is going to be living in a sinful world, in a sinful body. We don't want that. We want a glorified body wherein dwelleth righteousness, okay? For about the past 50 years, popular theory has held that the process of aging is really caused in a large part by an accumulation of mutation. In other words, our DNA that starts out pretty close to correct, but not totally correct, it begins to mutate, and that's what causes aging. That's what they're saying. There's growing evidence, however, that aging has a significant epigenetic component. That is, the process by which stretches of DNA or the genes are turned on or off. My colleagues and I believe that not only are epigenetic changes are the primary cause of aging, but that these changes are driven by ongoing process of DNA breakage and repair. In other words, our DNA breaks down, it needs repair, so we age. So what these guys are going to come along and do, in my opinion, based upon prophecy, they're going to say, "Hey, if you will take this mark," and I've been saying for a long time, I got a DVD on it, but I'd have to look back, it was like at least 15 years ago, made a DVD saying that along with the mark of the beast, they will also offer, and I can't even say the word, something that sticks in your skin, okay? And it will change your DNA and give you eternal life. Now, think about that. I mean, that's something pretty nice to people that don't want to be Christians, to people that don't want to receive Jesus. Hey, that's what I want. And you're saying, not only can I have eternal life, but it's going to reverse aging? Yeah, give it to me. We believe ours is the first study to show epigenetic change as a primary driver in aging of mammals. Researchers at Harvard said they wanted to test the findings on larger mammals and eventually on people. Now, this is what they're telling us. You remember I told you that back in like 1994, I had a guy call me. He said, I've been listening to you on radio. He said, I used to work in Area 51. And he says, I've been all through it. I'm not going to tell you anything, but I will answer your questions. And so I'll tell you the story. So I said, all right, anti-gravity flying devices, they got them there? He said, yes. Some our government has built, some from other worlds. He said, see, you don't know anything unless it's at least 25 years old. He said, because in the underground laboratories, they have unlimited funding and the very best minds on the planet, and probably should have said, and off planet. And he said, and they're 20, this is 1994. He said, they're at least 25 years ahead of anything on the surface. And I said, okay, what's something that they have perfected that we haven't heard about on the surface? He said, okay, successful human head transplants. To them, old technology. I said, okay, let's get to the bottom of the barrel here. What's the deepest, darkest secret they have? What's the thing that they're working on that they don't want anyone to know about more than anything? And here's what he said. He said, to give life. In other words, they're working on creating. Now, I don't think that they're working on creating new apple trees, or I don't think they're working on anything really trying to benefit mankind. The whole objective is to get their man the beast to sit on the Ark of the Covenant, the throne of God, golden-covered chair, and all of the world to worship him. That's what Lucifer's objective has been since he fell. He said, I want to be like the Most High. I want the world to worship me. And that's what they're working for. So let's go on. Researchers at Harvard said they wanted to test their findings on larger mammals. Rest assured, they've already tested it. And in my opinion, while I can't prove what I'm about to say, I believe it to be true. I believe they already have it. And at the right time, they'll release it. First, the results need to be replicated in larger mammals and in humans. Studies in non-human primates are currently underway. Yeah, probably old technology there. We hope these results are seen as a turning point in our ability to control aging. And they said, this is the first study showing that we can have precise control of the biological age of a complex animal, that we can drive it forwards and drive it backwards at will. Now think about that. So they come out with another anti-V. There's a big V going all over everybody. A lot of people dying, even worse than the first one. They come out with another anti-V, and this anti-V, of course, changes us even more. And then they come out with a third one, like the prophecy says. And by that time, it has changed our DNA so much, one more, and we're ready for the mark of the beast. We're no longer human. Could it be that one of these anti-Vs changes our DNA so much we are not human anymore? We're not 100% made in the image of God. Now remember, this is only part of it. Vicky Parnell, in one of her dreams, said, "Hear ye, O habitants of the earth, after much grace, love, and mercy, and compassion, having been granted with time extended in your favor, your time of grace, or parole, as your world would refer to it, is now revoked and over." Now here's the point. The seven thunders will now begin. What are the seven thunders? Well, we now know that they are giants. See, we're coming to a time of supernatural things. I mean, the beast is going to be able to call fire from the sky. And excuse me, it should say the false prophet is able to call fire from the sky in the presence of the first beast. And he deceives men that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the first beast, saying to him to make an image of the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Now let's go on. Now let's jump to Betty Stevens. This 2001. I was asleep and taken out of my body to this place underneath the earth, and I saw computers. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder, and a voice close to me said, "Watch, and take note. It is much to your advantage to know the truth. Take a closer look." See, when God speaks, it's not always trying to tell us the future. Sometimes it's a word of warning, and this is revealing the plans of the enemy. I could zoom in and out, and I saw a black box. Remember that in some other dreams they're talked about this black box. I saw a black box with many knobs and controls. The voice spoke again and said, "It will be a commanding device for giants." He called them Nephilim. Now let's skip part of it. I saw cots and tables on wheels with bodies under the covers. They were wheeled across the room. Robots were escorted in and out on the tables. They were making robots, high advanced technology robots. Let's skip some more. Then I saw men in white coats looking at the black box, turning knobs. I heard a shrill whistle. This would not be heard by regular ears, but I had heard was in the spirit, and I could hear it. And I saw a vision like a TV screen similar to a computer screen. Then I saw giants appear on the screen. They looked human, yet their stance, their fierceness, and their evil power radiated just from looking at the screen. It was not regular human power that was beyond human. It was beyond human reasonable expectations. I saw enough to know that they are perfecting, listen, that they are perfecting giants down there in Antarctica. This will one day be revealed. This is coming to the earth. The black machine moved quite slowly. All of a sudden, the screen went blank, and the Lord said, "You have been given this vision to share precisely as you have heard and seen. You are to give this precisely with no big explanations, just as you were shown." Then we skip. And the Lord continued, "Please pay attention now. I will show you the seven thunders." Now you remember, I heard another voice from heaven, and it said, "Seal up the seven thunders with the seven," which the voice, "seal up the seven thunders which the voice from heaven spake, and write them not." All of my days studying Bible prophecy, I've always wondered what the seven thunders are. Now we know what the answer is. The answer is, they say, release the giants. Again, we're coming into a supernatural time. We're coming into the last 7 years. In that moment, I heard such a crashing and bouts of thunder, of lightning, of all around and through the whole place. Massive crashing of thundering lightning. I heard the words from the thunder and the lightning. It was a mixture of thunder and voices saying, "Release the giants upon the earth." Now, have the giants been released? I believe so. If they haven't already been released, then rest assured it's only a few months to maybe a year or so away. It's short. And when those giants are released, we're going to see even more supernatural things. This is the scripture that says, "And I cried with a loud voice when a lion roareth, and when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders uttered the voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not." Now, this says, "Horrible giant defeated in the name of Jesus." Reed Burdo, I think it's a dream. He and his best friend Chase were out at our chicken coop closing for the night. Suddenly, a giant came out of the woods, menacing, wearing animal skin for clothing, with dirty long hair and a beard. He beat on the metal roof of our chicken coop, then he stomped out the fire and hit my friend on the head and knocked him out. Reed bravely jumped onto the giant, but was instantly flung off onto the ground. So he got up and ran in terror back to our house to get help. Reed grabbed an automatic rifle and extra clip, then he ran back outside to the chicken coop and found the giant was dragging Chase into the woods to kill him. Reed emptied a clip into the giant, changing clips, did the same thing again, but nothing happened. That's two clips. Now, it doesn't tell us what kind of bullet, doesn't tell us how many bullets were in the clip. But I don't care what it is on earth, if it's human, two clips worth, even if it's 22s, should have put him down, right? He emptied the clip, but nothing happened. The giant acted like he had not even been shot, so Reed turned the rifle around and began beating him with the butt end of the rifle. The giant let go of Chase's leg, but only to strike Reed with a backhanded slap, then sent him flying back several feet. So he got back up and shouted in a loud voice, "The blood of Jesus is against you, and his name I command you to let him go." The giant immediately stopped dragging Chase and made some strange, loud, groaning sound with a deep voice. Then he dropped down to the ground and appeared to be dead. Reed picked up Chase, who was still unconscious, and carried him into the house. Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. This comes to us from Lance Woods, 2018. It was a dream. Had it three times over 7 days. Soldiers were coming through in my neighborhood. Many homes had been vacated for a long time. The soldiers were rounding up people that remained. Those who didn't get on the truck without incident or tried to run were simply shot and killed immediately. Bodies left where they fell. I woke up to screaming and bullhorns. I looked out my window and saw the soldiers hitting one home after another. I woke my 17-year-old daughter and her friend. We snuck out of the house, being quiet, staying downwind. Listen, as the soldiers had super hearing, super smell, and could see in the dark without night vision. No reasoning, emotion, or empathy. They were programmed and followed their orders. See, that matches with the other black box that had knobs on it that controlled the giants, you see. No reasoning, emotion, or empathy. They were programmed and followed their orders. Many people shot the soldiers, but to no effect. They healed instantly right before their eyes. The only way to kill them was a headshot with a high-caliber rifle. We could not talk or make any noise while we made our way down to the embankment to the river. We wanted to get in the river to help mask our smell. I slipped down the embankment, making noise, and cut my shin. I remember the sound of the leaves crackling and the smell of the dirt as I slid down into the embankment. The girls looked at me in fear, knowing a soldier heard the noise. They quietly slid into the water, and I froze, hiding behind the tree as one soldier came listening and sniffing, investigating the noise. He was 6.5 or 7 foot tall, with muscles like a weight builder. He was covered in a metallic battle armor, overlapping kind of like an armadillo. His eyes were red. His face had a beastly humanoid appearance. Do you think these are the last days? Do you think that God is trying to tell us something? He's trying to warn us if we'll just listen. Problem is, most people don't know enough about the Bible, enough about Bible prophecy to understand you better be listening to this. This is not a joke. This is not fairy tales. His eyes were red. His face was a beastly humanoid appearance. He scanned the area and he was ready to shoot. I was ready to shoot to protect my daughter. I knew the shot would draw the other soldiers and I would be dead, but my daughter would live. The soldier turned and walked away. Now, Vicki Goforth Parnell, 22. Skipping part of it, getting right to the point here. You must submit your card proving that you took the anti-V. All teachers must be fully up to date on their anti-V to be near any of the students. In other words, we're talking about all of this is a plan to take away our normal God-given 100% image of God and give us something else that is going to sound good to the natural mind. So those people who want to live in this sinful body, this sinful world, and want to live forever, they'll like it. Me, I don't want to live forever. I don't want to live forever. Not in this sinful body, not in this sinful world. I want to live until my work is done. Then I want the Lord to take me home. And it would be very, very nice if given me the opportunity to glorify his name by giving my life as I go. NIV to be near any of the students, an austere-looking man, said with a thick, wide, black-rimmed glasses. Accompanying him were two armed stormtroopers-looking individuals, and they were here for me on serious business. I'm praying in Jesus' name under my breath to help me. The dark-haired government man in his spacesuit-looking suit raises his right hand and motioned to the two stormtrooper-looking guards, who, by the way, are all solid black in color, and they all three turn and walk out of the store. The door to the store was an open entrance with no physical door to open or close. And I'm shaking. I'm crying and thanking Jesus. Then I ask, "What do I do, Jesus?" And Jesus said, "You trust me," he whispered softly. Skipping again, he looked at me and smiled and said, "We know your secret. You're not fully anti-V'd. Your third anti-V is fake. The third is distinctly different and set above all the others. Okay, what are they doing? What are they doing? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're changing us so we are not 100% made in the image of God. And because they have, because they monitor what I say, I can't say it, but you can read between the lines. They want to change our D. Okay, they want to change it so that we're not human anymore. So that when it comes time to the mark of the beast, we can't resist. Your third anti-V is fake. The third is distinctly different and set above all the others. My heart is racing. My mind is frantically trying to figure out how this young teenager knew that I had not taken the last anti-V that I'm required to take. It's not even really for fixing anything, okay? It's also a sort of technology and electronics and medicines to totally computerize you, allowing you access to the internet. Let's read that again. What is that saying? It's assorted, this is what's in the anti-V. It's assorted technology, not just one. They're not all the same. I've been saying that a long time too. Electronics and medicine. So what is going inside people are technology, electronics, medicines to computerize them so that one day they'll have to have it in order to have access to the internet. And you have to have access to the internet to access your CDC. Digital Currency Central Bank. I tried to practice that so I could get it down. I'm not getting it down. CDCC or something like that. CDC. Central Bank Digital Currency. CBDC. Central Bank Digital Currency. In other words, you won't be able to buy or sell if you don't have access to the internet. Included inside is some magic stuff that's supposed to protect us from all the horrible, horrible bugs, okay? It's not supposed to. It's not even for that. Skipping again. Lady, if you had your third anti-V, you would be like us. Then the teenage boy begins changing shape into a hulking half-boy, half-wolf. You know, these people, I'm pretty sure, don't know each other. And I'm pretty sure that they haven't emailed or talked on the phone and said, hey, I'm going to put out this lie, and you put out this lie. And when people put three or four of these together, they're going to be totally misunderstood in what's going on. I'm pretty sure they don't even know each other. I'm pretty sure that God has spoken to these people. He's trying to warn us. He's trying to let us know that there is a time coming when most people, I'm telling you right now, most people, including Christians, will take the mark. Most of them will take the mark. If you don't take the mark, once you see the beast, hear the beast, and you don't take the mark, you become an overcomer. But most of us will give our life. And that's okay. I pray that God will allow me the privilege and the honor of giving my life for His glory. You can't threaten me with a higher resurrection. You can't threaten me with becoming an overcomer, which is, if not the, it is one of the highest places in the kingdom, simply because you resisted the mark of the beast. Oh, Jesus, and I saw one of the teenage girls sprouted two more arms, another eye between her other two. So what's going on here? What's going on is the devil has done a very good job of thinking through. He's had some 6,000 years now to plan for these days. And he is going to do everything in his power, and he does own and control most of the world. He's doing everything in his power to see that every knee bends and every mouth confesses that the beast is God. They're going to have to worship the beast in order to buy or sell. Only those people that have read Revelation 13 understand it and believe him. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Here it is. And they love not their lives unto the death. Truth is, for us to avoid the mark of the beast, most of us will give our life. And in my opinion, that's a good thing. I'm not trying to live a long time. I'm trying to live and do my work and go home.
I'm Leslie, owner and founder of Joseph's Kitchen. And I want to show you how to make healthy, homemade, whole wheat bread for only a few $100 a year.
At Joseph's Kitchen, our ingredients have been packaged for immediate use or long-term storage. Go to josephskitchen.com or call the number on your screen to order today. Don't get caught unprepared. Go to josephskitchen.com now.
So, Terry Saka of CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, why should someone call you today?
Well, now that Russia and China have committed to selling energy in gold, and China is now hoarding gold, we found out that China is the whale buying all the gold up in the world. They're preparing for something. Shouldn't we?
CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Give them a call today. Next is, I'll send you to EMPShield.com. If you use the promo word prophecy, you get a $50 discount. What is that? Well, it looks like this. This is the one that goes into a car, okay? And you put the red wire to the red side of the battery. You put the black wire to the black side of the battery. And the green one attaches to the body of the car. Then you peel it off right back here. Just peel that off. Stick it inside of the engine compartment of your car. And the whole point is when the electricity goes off or when some kind of a suitcase or nuclear device goes off, this is supposed to be able to stop that device from destroying every computer chip in your car. Because if every computer chip is destroyed in your car these days, you couldn't possibly replace them all. Throw the car away. So, EMPShield.com, promo code prophecy. Also, I want to recommend you get my Watchman package. I haven't talked about this in a while, but I got them right here. In this Watchman's package, you get two of these 2 foot by 3 foot big charts. Okay, that's one chart. Let me show you the other chart here. And here's the other chart. So these great big charts, 2 foot by 3 foot charts. And they are, they're vinyl. They are very nice. Put them up on the wall, 2 foot by 3 foot. And I've got them right here. Of course, it's just 8.5 by 14 charts, so I can refer to them. But if I had a wall a little closer to me, I'd put these up here. Also, you get my handwritten Book of Revelation. This is where I hand wrote out the Book of Revelation all the way through it, all of the scriptures, and I memorized it. Now, all of this, this has all of my notes in it. Here, let me pick a page that has some notes. See out in the margin there? It has notes. What I think these scriptures are talking about. And then, last year, I did a School of the Watchman. And it was like 18 hours, I think it was. It's on 5 DVDs. We're putting all that together with 5 copies of my very powerful book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. It's valued at $355 for a gift of $200. You get both charts. You get the 5 discs. You get my book and my book. My book and my book. All for a gift of $200. Very, very good deal.